My guest Steve Buscemi is probably best known for his work with Quentin Tarantino in Reservoir Dogs and several of the Coen brothers' movies, including Fargo, Barton Fink, and Miller's Crossing. Right now, he stars in Ghost World, a movie based on the graphic novel by Daniel Clowes. Buscemi plays Seymour, a shy, awkward record collector. He's befriended by the movie's heroine, Enid, an alienated teenage girl who hates just about everything and everyone, with the exception of her best friend, Rebecca, and her new friend, Seymour. In this scene, Seymour is hosting his weekly garage sale, and Enid comes to check out his old blues records.
Did you like the Memphis Mini?
Yeah, that was good too. The whole record was good. But that one song, Devil Got My Woman, I mostly just keep playing that over and over. Do you have any other records like that?
There aren't no other records like that.
Actually, I have the original 78 in my collection. It's one of maybe five known copies.
Wow.
Want to see it? I can run upstairs and get it.
Sure. Yeah.
Watch my stuff.
There you go.
It's only about B minus. It's got an incipient lamp crack, but it plays decent as I recall.
Oops, I dropped it!
Jeez.
I was only kidding. Seymour, are you all right?
Yeah, it's just, it's very valuable.
Steve Buscemi in the new film Ghost World. I spoke with him last year. You grew up in and around New York City. Did you start out to be an actor?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't until my senior year in high school that I started doing the school plays. And my plan was to somehow get to L.A. because I thought, you know, if you wanted to be an actor, you had to be in Hollywood. This is when I was 18, and I was living in Long Island. And it was my dad who said, look, if you really want to do this, then you should go to an acting school, and there's plenty of good schools in New York. So I checked out some and ended up going to the Lee Strasberg School for a six-month period. And then studying with John Strasberg and Sabra Jones.
At the same time, though, weren't you working as a firefighter?
Well, that came a little bit later. I had taken the test for the fire department when I turned 18 while I was living in Long Island. And then I had since moved to Manhattan. And it was about 4 years later that my name finally came up on the list. But I was also still doing theater.
Back to firefighting, everybody knows that's not an easy job. It's a dangerous job. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. I mostly liked working with the guys that I was working with. My first year on the job, I decided that I should, you know, really devote my energies into learning this job, and so I stopped doing the comedy. I was not taking acting classes, and I didn't tell anybody in the firehouse that I had any aspirations of being anything. And I was just like the quietest guy in the firehouse. And there was another firefighter named Dean Tulipane who worked at another house who I had heard about, who was an actor. And after about 8 months of being on the job, I finally met him. And I was living in the East Village. He was living on McDougal Street. And he totally busted me. He said, why do you live in the East Village? What do you do? What are you, a painter, actor, musician, what?
Had to be something.
Had to be something because the rest of these guys lived in Long Island or Staten Island. And so I told him. And, the guys from my house looked at me astonished. And after that, they sort of forced me to perform at the firemen parties. So I kind of got back into doing stand-up that way. And then I met a couple of actors. We didn't do stand-up, but we wrote and performed our own one-act plays, eventually did some full-length plays. And that's really how I learned not only to be a better actor, but it's where I learned to write as well.
When did you get into movies?
That came towards my fourth year on the fire department. just from doing, a lot of stage work, some filmmakers would come to check out our shows. And it was when I was doing Parting Glances. I was also doing a play with John Jezerin, who was a writer, who is a playwright director that I've worked with a lot. I was doing his play called Red House. I was doing Parting Glances and still trying to make it to the firehouse. And I was, you know, about ready to collapse. So something had to go. So I took a leave of absence from the fire department, and I just never ended. I just never went back.
Been a long leave.
Took a very long leave, yes.
One of the possibilities that opened up to you when you were in an independent movie was one that seems most unlikely. You got a chance to sing in the movie The Imposters. We're going to play a clip from that movie now. You play a guy who's a suicidal lounge singer by the name of Happy Frank. And
Happy Franks.
Happy Franks. Yeah. And you're just about to go on stage, and it's getting a little emotional for you. Here's the clip.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lie.
Shortly afterwards, Happy Franks goes sobbing off the stage. When you were growing up and fantasizing as a kid about being a movie actor, did you ever think in your wildest dreams you would see yourself up on the big screen singing?
No. but it was certainly a lot of fun, and I do like to sing. And I used to sing in this sort of, I won't call it a joke band, because we did write songs and we had real musicians and we got real gigs, you know. But it was sort of grew out of a theater piece that we did where we played two guys in a band, and our band was called the Pawns of Love, and it was sort of described as psychedelic country music. And so, I mean, I do like to sing, and I was really happy that Stanley gave me that opportunity.
Was there a time when you made your first couple of movies that you, did you buy a ticket and go in and watch yourself on screen?
Yeah. I mean, I remember doing that for Parting Glances. I think the last time I did it was with Adam Sandler. He hadn't seen Reservoir Dogs, and we were in L.A., and it was showing, there was a midnight showing of it, and he convinced me to go along with him and a few of his buddies. And he said it was the only way that he would see it, as if I went with him. So we went, and it was fun, because I don't, you know, really get a chance to see films with, you know, sort of a regular audience. I mean, I see my films either at special screenings or in a film festival where it's, you know, you're getting real film lovers at a film festival. But just to see it with a regular general audience is nice.
Actor Steve Buscemi stars in the new movie Ghost World. This is Fresh Air.